Hey, let's do the birthday scam.
We're going to call up Robert. He's having a little trouble here with his finances. He also had a car recalled recently. We're going to call and say, well, no, this recall is not covered.
This guy's not...
He doesn't catch on.
Real quick off the starting block here.
This is Robbie.
Hi, this is Aaron Ward from... How are you today?
Okay.
I'm calling about some work that we did for you recently,
mm-hmm.
about some recall work.
Right.
Well, there's been a bit of a problem. As it turns out, it's kicked back here to bookkeeping that the work that was done in your vehicle was not covered by recall.
Really?
And so what we have here is a balance due of $1,050.59.
What all y'all did, I didn't ask for. They just said that was part of the recall.
And that's kind of a first-come, first-served basis. And once we do so many, we have to begin charging for that work.
Well, I'd like to come by and talk to y'all about that.
Well,
because I did not come in for that. I was just told that they were going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't ask for that particular thing to be done.
No.
It was just done for me.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. All I know is I got a bill for $1,050 that I need to get covered here.
Well, you don't understand. I don't have the money. I can come by and talk to you about it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if we can actually extend a payment problem because I pulled up a credit report on you, and you've got a little bit of a credit problem going there, as you're probably aware. So you wouldn't be one of the customers that we could extend credit to. So what I'd like is either cash or a certified check or money order. Can we get that done there, Robert? Hello?
It wouldn't be possible for me to come by and talk to you about that today.
Bring with you a money order for $1,059 or $50.59. I would appreciate it. Either that or we're going to have to come by and get the car.
You can't give me a little time and see what I can do about this?
You know, I'm going to have to get cash from you because it looks to me like you're pretty irresponsible when it comes to finances here.
What do you see there on the screen?
You owe money for speeding tickets.
Right.
Expired insurance. Oh, here's a school loan that's not paid off.
Well, that's being paid right now. And the ticket's going to be paid this week.
Mm-hmm.
So you need it today.
Now, I'm thinking of a different alternative here. You work for... Exploration?
Right.
You know, I've got some property here just outside of town that I think there might be oil on. Is there somebody come out there and check that out for me?
Well, are you being serious?
Yeah.
I don't think I can do that.
Just get somebody to swing by. I'm almost sure that I've got oil on my property. If they can just drill a little bit and check it out. And I wave the magic wand over the computer and make $1,000 disappear.
Look, you can come get the truck.
Wow.
I mean...
Here's the deal. One day I was out shooting for some food, and up... Through the ground come a bubbling crude. All that is black gold, Texas tea.
Are you going to come get the truck?
Robert, this is Dean and Raj, and it's the birthday scam.
Yeah, I think I just caught on.
Yeah,
you're quick.
Yeah.
This is from Monica, Courtney, Rick, Paula, Jera, and a bunch of your friends. Just a whole list of people. The people that are there work with you. Surely one of them could come out and check on my oil.
Yeah.
You have a happy birthday there.